So Major League Baseball, or I should just say baseball, the Hall of Fame class of 2022 will be announced this evening. And I guess we'll have essentially a final judgment on Barry Bonds and others, but specifically Barry Bonds. So the way it works is that a player needs 75% of the vote from the Baseball Writers Association of America to be elected into the Hall of Fame. And I was reading in the Washington Post this morning, there's a guy who was at baseballhalloffametracker.com, and he gets anonymous ballots to get an idea of where people might be right now. And as of like today, Bonds received votes on 77.5% of the ballots made public by Monday afternoon, which accounted for just 47.7% of the total ballots cast, per this guy's calculations. And typically, those who don't want to make their ballots public are less likely to be voting for guys like Barry Bonds to use performance-enhancing drugs. So Bonds started back in 2003, his first year on the ballot, you know, when we were still sore about PED use and everything else, was at 36.2%. And by 2017, he was up to 53.8%, and then 60% by 2020, and then 61.8% last year. So it would require a huge leap for him to finally get in through the Baseball Writers Association. Now, if he doesn't get in through the traditional vote, there is like some fancy name, like the Betterment of Baseball, Modern Baseball Committee, or whatever it is, that would then vote him in. And there's been a handful of guys that have caused some consternation. If just go Google Harold Baines and the amount of people that freaked the hell out that he was included into the Hall of Fame through this Veterans Committee, essentially, because Harold Baines was not a Hall of Famer. He did not put up Hall of Fame numbers, but he was well-liked, so he got in. And I feel, Giulio, that it's too little too late for Barry Bonds in terms of how we've thawed our thoughts on performance-enhancing drugs and that era and how many people were using at that time and how it was more prevalent than we wanted to admit at that time and everything else. But to me, the Baseball Hall of Fame discussion comes down to one real simple thing. It's a museum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Cooperstown?
I have not, actually.
Okay, I have. My parents took me there when I was a kid because, you know, those are the types of things my dad was adamant of doing when I was a kid. He wanted to take me to the Baseball Hall of Fame. I thought it was cool. It's a museum. And those plaques are all part of this museum. What's the point? You're the historian. What's the point of a museum?
To record history.
Yeah.
Teach it.
Yeah. Good and bad, right?
Yeah, you can't just pick and choose.
But the way that people want to treat the Baseball Hall of Fame is like what we see in the real world. It's like, I want to call it critical baseball theory at this point. It's like, oh, no. We can't admit that these things happen, except that they do admit that these things happen. Because you know who else is in the Hall of Fame? Who's actually in the Hall of Fame based on these committees? Bud Selig, who was the commissioner of baseball at that time. What did Bud Selig do during that steroid era?
Yeah, and that's the real problem here. You know, you look at who's gotten in. You mentioned Harold Baines. That's fine. And I believe he did get to 3,000 career hits, which has always been a standard, right?
Sure.
The real problem is when you start looking at, let's take two examples, right? Jeff Bagwell. Is there any doubt that Jeff Bagwell at some point used performance-enhancing drugs?
Right.
I'm just being serious right now. Like, we've tried, not we, the voters have tried to parse who did and who didn't do steroids. And not only parse it, but then kind of justify it. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, we're about to see. I think David Ortiz is going to get in today. I do.
Which will be hilarious.
David Ortiz is the greatest postseason player of all time. David Ortiz belongs in the Hall of Fame. If you look at where he was before he got to the Red Sox, and people often forget he played for the Twins,
mm-hmm.
his career had a clear demarcation in the steroid era. And he was also on one of the, you know, double secret lists.
Yes.
One of the Congress lists, and he claims it was his eye drops. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are unique in this sense. If you just took the first half of their careers, they were Hall of Fame players. Even if you just wanted, if you wanted to play the steroid game, which
sure.
At this point, I am with you. You don't play the steroid game. You acknowledge it on the plaque. Barry Bonds is arguably the greatest baseball player of all time. Arguably.
Mm-hmm.
That's not hyperbole. But you put on the plaque. He extended his career by using performance-enhancing drugs.
Well, you don't even have to get...
I think people get confused. What people get confused about is Barry Bonds was a Hall of Fame player before he ever went near a steroid in 1997, whatever year it was. There was nothing about whatever he used that made him hit the baseball better. Period. Yeah. You and I could do the same exact regimen that Barry Bonds did and never touch a fastball, touch a curveball. You still have to have the talent.
Yes.
Where the advantage was is it extended his career to the point where he set pretty much every meaningful record there is. And a big part of that was he cheated to do that. I think it is okay to acknowledge that. But that's
me. Do you view a difference between what Barry Bonds did to extend his career and amphetamines?
Yes, but I understand what you're saying. In the times, that's how players extended and were able to get up and play again. Play on consecutive days and all the other things and the travel the way that it was. And I understand
and
what you're saying.
We pick and choose which performance enhancer.
We also just did a segment on Tom Brady, who's 44.
Right.
Looks like he's 12. And we don't raise one eyebrow that says,
it's all avocado ice cream, man.
We like to say it's avocado ice cream. That's what we like to say.
Yeah, that's totally what it is.
Look, we know Peyton Manning was out visiting Cousin Yuri in Europe.
Yep.
But we don't care.
No, it was for his wife.
We don't want to do any of that. Because
he sold his wife out. No.
She needed the Botox. Own little box. We want to be in our own little bubbles when it comes to our heroes.
And I think that's the biggest thing that bothers me about Barry Bonds, who has become an avatar and the one who has been punished for the steroid era while others have not been punished. David Ortiz gets the benefit.
Rafael Palmeiro, too.
But David Ortiz gets the benefit of completely changing his position in baseball with the city of Boston and after the Boston bombings. Okay.
Yeah.
So that he's always going to be a beloved son of Boston and all those things. People will come for you. They will come for you if you even bring up the double secret probation list that he showed up on. Dan Shaughnessy is persona non grata because he had the audacity in that city to bring it up, for heaven's sake. Okay, so good. We make fun of Dan Shaughnessy columnists for the Boston Globe a lot, but at least he has the chutzpah to like point out, hey, dude, you're no different than these other guys that we get all worked up about when it comes to steroid use. But Bonds specifically has to stop being punished for this for a variety of reasons, because everybody benefited from the steroid era. Everybody. Baseball teams benefited from all the home runs. Bud Selig helped line the pockets of all those owners with television ratings that went up, attendance that went up, everything that was better. When was the last freaking time baseball was interesting on a national level?
Probably 04.
Think about that. So everybody benefited from the steroid era. And as we've come to find out, more people were using than not. So when we talk about level playing field, it was more of a level playing field than we care to admit. But all of that, I can toss all of that out the window in this debate. And I will win the argument every single time as it relates to the Baseball Hall of Fame and why people like Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens or Mark McGwire or Sammy Sosa belong in the Hall of Fame. One, and the only argument you have to make is it's a freaking museum. Barry Bonds is already in the Hall of Fame. There is his memorabilia. You're telling the story of baseball already with his stuff in there, so you can't have it both ways. You can put his plaque in there and highlight all the things that he did before the steroid accusations. And then I know what you were saying, Julio, but you could actually make it even more factual by making it look like a Wikipedia entry on that plaque. Just like in this date, he was associated with these things, and that is part of his story. I don't know why this is complicated, but Never underestimate.
We don't like nuance when it comes to baseball, Joe. We love numbers and nice and easy. And apologies to Harold Baines. He did not get to 3,000 hits. 2,866.
And it's funny, too. We get worked up about what he did. You know, he was juicing. He was juicing. Never mind that we've juiced ballparks. We have the very curious case of the baseball.
Yeah.
Right? So we have all these things that happen in baseball. And also these, I mean, we won't punish actual cheaters that bang trash cans.
Buzzers,
right?
And everything else. Yeah.
Buzzers and all that stuff. We won't do any of that stuff. But Barry Bonds can't have it. So baseball cracks me up because the gatekeepers of the game refuse to reckon with the fact that it's a sport that has been riddled with cheating and forms of cheating since its inception. Yet you want to draw the line with Barry Bonds. There's only one person, only one instance in Major League Baseball where I actually agree with somebody having no ties to baseball ever, and that's Pete Rose. He's the only person who's actually drawn true integrity problems with the game because he can't gamble on the game. And that was a bright line. That's actually in the rules, okay? So Barry Bonds should be in. He won't. And that Veterans Committee, you know, Today's Game Era Committee, whatever the hell they call it, they're not going to do it either because they're cowards. And that's a shame.
I think they will.
I don't know, man.
They'll be in there by the end.
I don't know. I really don't know. We'll see. I hope they are. I hope I'm wrong about that.
Not today. I'm saying eventually, down the road.
Yeah, they ain't happening
today. The Veterans Committee will make it right.
Let's hope so.